Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sisters Talk Radio today. This is Mona and Savitri.
Welcome, everyone.
Great. And today I have my true sister, Miss Rose, on the phone. Welcome, Rose.
Welcome, everyone. We're happy to have you today.
Great. And my other true sister, Joy.
Hello, everyone.
Great. Well, we have a fascinating topic today for our show. We are going to talk about, as you heard the promo say, awaken the feminine power that rests in all women. And there are just certain conversations you can only have with your sisters. And today is one of those conversations. We're going to talk about the menstrual cycle. And the reason we chose this topic, because it's actually a very important time in history that we have to reconnect with that part of our bodies and reclaim that back. And it's been a process in our body that has been so misunderstood. And we want to bring some clarity to that function of our body. So I'd love to start out, Savitri, with you speaking a little bit to what happens in women's bodies during the menstrual cycle and how we can start to bring that back to its true purpose.
Well, the menstrual cycle is an amazing gift for the female body. And I didn't realize what a great gift it was until I eventually lost the menstrual cycle. Not lost it, but went to the next phase of my life where when you get to a certain age, that part of the body changes. But I was one of those people that had intensely severe menstrual cycles for the whole 5 days since the first menstrual cycle that I had when I was 12. And it continued until I was 26 years old when I integrated Sunrider Herbal Foods into my life. And one of the things we have to understand, the menstrual cycle in the human form and the female body is really nature's way of cleaning up the female body. So that when she has a child, it's all geared towards having children. When she has a child, that child has a very clean, happy home to live in as that child is growing. And so the body's intention is to clean up any toxins, negative thoughts, negative feelings, stories that the body has built up and held from this lifetime and, yes, even other lifetimes. And men don't have this opportunity, so it really is a great blessing when you have this menstrual cycle every single month. It gets very painful and difficult and agonizing when you have not worked through the month on cleansing yourself. Let's say you've been very, very busy, and this is just the excuse we always use, right? Everybody says we're busy. But the menstrual cycle pretty much catches you and says, you were way too busy. You didn't take the time out to connect with soul. You didn't take the time out to connect with the highest vibration energies. You didn't take the time out to nourish the body properly. You didn't take the time out to hydrate the body properly. You didn't take the time out to sleep properly and rest properly. You did not take the time out to focus on your thoughts and feelings that are out of balance and to find someone to talk to or to spend time meditating and talk to your soul. So we females have a very important gift that we are designed to be intuitive. We are designed to nourish and take care of our bodies with our souls. And if we don't, our periods reveal that. They reveal the lifestyle of that month. In fact, the lifestyle we have built up at that until that period. And it's the body's way of saying, I've got to get out all the imbalances. Now, in ancient cultures, women were forced during the period of time to rest, to spend time focusing on what they should have done, to spend time focusing on the soul, to spend time nourishing the body, hydrating body, resting the body. But in our modern culture, we force women to work, to even do athletics and so forth during this period of time. And this is absolutely incorrect. It's meant to be a nurturing inward time to reassess your life so that the next month you are more of your divine essence and less of your ego human self.
And so, Savitri, this is really interesting because in just preparing for the show, it's fascinating that way back when, whenever that way back when was, is somehow we adopted the opinions and ideas of either religion, men, whatever, that this was an unclean time, that this was a weak
right.
time, that this was the time to feel shameful that this was happening to our bodies.
Right.
And it's just, we just bought and that opinion and that belief. And it seems like it all went downhill from there.
Well, you know, I think we felt it was an unclean time because there was a time that the body was cleaning itself. So it was correct. It was an unclean time. It was an opportunity, but to clean up. It was like spring cleaning. Every month we were given this opportunity for spring cleaning. And because men didn't understand it, and they just saw it as, well, that's so messy. And then they saw, oh, my God, you guys are so weak. You're so emotional and you're feeling and all that stuff. They didn't want anything to do with it. And but it was up to the woman, and especially nowadays, to claim this back and say, wait a minute, this is my time to clean up my body for the future generation, to clean up my body so I can be more of who I am during the month.
Beautiful.
We have to claim it.
Because there's a powerful connection between this claiming this part of our body and the state that the earth is in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I know that as I've read a lot from Vandana Shiva, who's a feminist and a physicist from India, she's written quite a bit about women, their role in society and their connection to the earth, even the connection of connection to this creative power and even the state of our food supply. It's all so intricately connected. And it seems to go back to, are we willing to reclaim this part of our body for its right and true purpose?
Yeah, you know, about 30 years ago when I had these incredibly intense periods, and the word PMS did not exist then. Maybe it's 40, how old am I? Oh my gosh, 40 years ago. Okay, so 40 years ago, the word PMS had not existed yet, and almost no one I knew had such severe periods that I did. And I was just one of those early people early in life who were picking up the toxins of our environment. And now almost everybody has severe to PMS, and it's because there are so much toxins in our daily life and in our air and our food supply, as well as toxic thoughts and toxic feelings that are invoked through TV and entertainment, that the body, that now almost all women are suffering with PMS. So again, this is the time the woman should take time out to detoxify herself, detoxify her mind, detoxify her feelings, detoxify her physical body, and to give the body the rest it needs. This is such a crucial time. The body needs to have rest to regenerate. It needs to have rest to be able to do the spring cleaning. And the reason why we get so exhausted in the PMS time is because the body is trying so hard to give you the energy to do your normal things and also do the regeneration and the cleansing. And then the body crashes. There's a point the body can't do this, and that is why we end up having cancers in that part of the area and tumors in that part of the area. It's like the body says, I don't know what to do. You didn't let me clean up this area during period of time. You kept on using energy for living your life. You didn't take this time out to let me do the spring cleaning. Now, what could I do with the toxins? I have to create cancer. I have to create tumors. There's no other option.
You know, this is really powerful information, Savitri. For listeners that may have, this is the first time that they're really hearing this angle of it, and it may bring up feelings of like, God, if I'd only known, how can you help that part of a person or that part of a woman make peace with it all?
Well, to make peace is to finally honor the way the body works. That's the only way to finally say, okay, you know what? I made mistakes. We didn't know. That's what life is. How many times I wish I had known so much. I just had to finally realize, okay, now that I know, let me learn more about this and make changes, make serious changes. And you can change any story around as long as we really sincerely go, I'm learning from this. I'm willing to honor my body and learn from this and respect my body more.
So it doesn't really matter what you've done up to this point then.
Well, whatever you've done, you've done. You know, we spilt milk. That's the, sort of like that. But then you just pick up a rag and mop it up and start again. And the rag, picking up the rag process is basically really going to a whole new place of education and self-observation and going, okay, I have to obviously have to make serious changes. If I have any PMS symptoms, I am not honoring the spring cleaning process of my body. I'm not giving my body the proper rest and time to do this process. If I don't let it clean up, it's just going to get more and more toxic in this area, and it'll lead to something even worse. And if I have something worse, okay, I'm sorry. I forgive myself. Let me do the best I can and make sure I educate people in my family and in my friends to not make this mistake.
Okay, it's time for us to take a break. We're going to be right back, and we're going to hear from Rose and Joy when we return.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Thank you. Welcome back to this next segment of Sisters Talk Radio. I'm Mona and...
Savitri, welcome.
Great. And we have Rose.
Miss Rose.
Great. And Joy.
Hi, everybody. It's Joy.
Great. We're having one of those certain conversations you can only have with your girlfriends today about the menstrual cycle. And at the break, Rose, we were chatting a little bit. You wanted to bring in another aspect of this.
As I was thinking about the show before we got started, it occurred to me how my feelings were toward this, and they were generally very, very negative. It was a burden. I also had the cramp situation that was unbearable. But I got to thinking about further back and thinking, how would this have been different had I had a different relationship with my mother, and that had my mother been a little bit more open about this, and had maybe she had spent more time talking to me about how I felt about this as the changes were going on in my body. Basically, I come from an age where this really wasn't a topic for conversation. And anything that we learned about it, we learned in the classroom. Therefore, all we got was the physiology. We had diagrams on the board and a teacher explaining, this is what happens to your uterus, and this is what happens afterwards, and this is why you need to wear a pad, yada, yada, yada. But nowhere was there any conversation about the emotional aspect of it or the feelings part of it. So generally, it was just kind of left as a disgusting thing, as we mentioned earlier in the first part of the show. And I think this is so critical that mothers really have heart-to-heart conversations with their daughter about what's going on, and that the daughters need to be able to express their feelings back.
Exactly.
It has to come out somehow, but it does need to be acknowledged. And if there's anything out there that of the listeners, talk to your daughters before it happens, mostly to help talk to them about acknowledging their feelings and the feelings in the moment.
Rose, if I could continue with that, because I have a daughter, and and I've had a very severe period, and I had a mother as well who didn't talk too much about periods. But one thing I have learned with my daughter, as I monitor her periods every month, I found that one of the best things a mother can do for her daughter is that prepare her body through the month for her period. So I keep track of when her period is, and I start giving her the nutrition necessary to support the period before it comes. I remind her to increase her water intake before the period comes. I remind her to have a little more exercise before the period comes. And I'm finding that as I'm helping her through this process, her periods become much easier. I also spend time talking with her and helping her get her feelings out. And I've noticed that when I pay attention and help her through this process before the period comes, her period is much, much easier and able for her to handle it. So that's another aspect that a mother can do for her child. Another thing I keep in reminding her, because you have this body and you're going through these changes, and you wonder, what the heck am I having this for? You know, besides reminding her it's for cleansing, the other thing I remind her of, you know, one day you may have a child, and when you hold that child in your arms, all the pain that you're going through, you will be so grateful for. You will forget all of it, and you'll be so thankful that this amazing process can happen in this amazing body that you're living in.
And that it brought forth new life that is totally amazing. And that there, the bond that is created at that point is, I think, so much stronger than I would say that even the bond that I had established with my children when they were born. I think it would have, you know, looking back, it could have been an entirely different scenario. But so all I can say is that the listeners out there, if you are in a place where this information is going to be helpful to your future, then I'm totally grateful to be able to share my experiences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference.
And you know, the emotional part is really because we haven't expressed our emotions through the month. And so the emotion of the woman really is the one that expresses what's going on in the family dynamics. And so if she's very emotional during the period time, it's because the family has not spent time talking and healing and laughing and crying together. And when this family does do that during the month, then the woman of the family, the female of the family, will have a much more peaceful and less emotional time of the month. So it's the job of the men also in the family to support the females to feel, and because they're the feeling aspect of the household. And if they are not allowed to feel during the month, then they will definitely feel during the period. Because remember, that is a cleansing process. You're not just cleansing yourself. You're cleansing the family dynamics.
You want to say that one more time, because that I don't think soaked into our listeners, because that's a big statement.
Well, the woman is the powerhouse of the family. She's the core, the heart of the family. And that's why she's the one who feels. And if the family is not allowed to feel, not to communicate, not to laugh and cry and talk together through the month, then the woman, the female of the family, will do the feeling for the family. And so if she is very emotional during the period of time, it's because the family has not allowed her to express the emotions and feelings that the family itself should be experiencing and expressing together.
And what happens if she stuffs those feelings?
Yeah, if she stuffs those feelings, then she has to have a really horrible time during period. It just has to come out.
Well, it's not only that, but if those feelings are repressed and they just stay repressed, then it transmutes into probably a low-grade anger. This just kind of simmers below the surface. I mean, there are a lot of negative emotions that go along with that. That have no way of coming out because it is totally it's down the hole and the rock is put over the top.
Right. And that's why what we do during the period in the modern day is we suppress it all. We, by taking painkillers, by not allowing ourselves to cry. It is so important that you cry during the period of time. It is very, very important. And it's very important that you don't take too many painkillers because you need to feel that pain. You need to say, oh, my God, I am in pain. There's something wrong with me, something wrong with the relationships in my life, the story of my life. And use that time to reassess your life, not wait for some dramatic event to happen and go, oh, my gosh, why did this happen? That's the gift we're given every single month, to take time to reassess our thoughts, our feelings, our relationships with other people, our family dynamics, and then change it for the next month. And then your period will tell you next month, you did a good job. Bravo.
Well, Savitri, to go off of that a little bit more, one thing that I've noticed is through the years of changing my diet and realizing that my cycle wasn't just something to endure, because when I was younger, it was just something to endure because I was in sports, I was very active, and it was just something that was such a burden. And when I finally got older and started realizing through the steps in the process, this is just part of what my body needs to go through. It's just one of the processes that it has to go through. When I realized that, oh my goodness, there's something that is trying to tell me. And I remember because I'd gotten to the point where my cramping and my mood swings and all that really weren't that bad, but then there was still that pain. And I remember just praying and asking and going inside going, I don't understand why there has to be pain. Mm-hmm. I understand that there's got to be a cleansing. So I understand my body's tired and I understand that I'm weak. I got that. But why does there have to be pain? And I realized what you were saying about not taking the medication because it numbs the pain. Mm-hmm. When I'm sitting there and nothing makes the pain go away except going inside and asking why it's there, the revelations that I've gotten about myself and what brought that pain on were some of the greatest gifts that I've gotten. And I realized I have that gift if maybe I get off track through the month. When you're on your cycle and you're sitting there, no one can help you. Nothing. There's no one else to turn to. It's you and you. And it's like, okay, body, what is it that I need to learn? What is it you need to show me? And some of those awarenesses that I've gotten over the years, when I make the shift, when I make the change, when I do what comes to me, when I really ask, why is it coming? It's amazing. The next month, it's almost like I didn't even have a period. I mean, the flows happen. There's no pain. There's no emotions. And it's like, wow, I got the gift that it was really meant to show me.
Mm-hmm. It's that gift of paying attention where, you know, that pain just draws you right into yourself. And because it's so intense, you can't be outward focused at all. If you're using the time properly, you just have to be there with that. And I know I would have been one of those people that, one of those women that's pushed through it almost all my corporate life. Just, you know, I'm going to be the stoic, push right through it, you know, and you do pay the price. But as I have been part of your meditation, I've realized over the years, you know, I'm past it. I'm through menopause now, but the last several years, it was like, whoa, I didn't even know it was coming. I had no pain. It was regular. It was just short, sweet, done. And I think, thank God, because I had listened to the wisdom you were offering of how to make that a smoother process. Obviously, the emotional part still goes on. You know, we have to still do that, even though we're past menopause. Mm. Still pays to pay attention.
But you know, now that I'm in a menopause state, well, I actually miss my periods. And I realize I've had to create a lifestyle pretending that I have a period. Because the periods, as I said, force you. Every month they tell you whether you did a good job cleansing and crying and letting go and healing and loving and so forth. But when you have menopause, and I don't have, I'm blessed that I didn't have very intense symptoms with menopause, and I thank it to Sunrider Food. Well, actually, we'll talk more about that.
Yeah. So we'll be right back after the break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio today. We are craving to reconnect with this topic today, and we are talking about cramps, hot flashes, and sweats, and what your body is really telling you. I heard that little giggle, Savitri. And Savitri, we were as we were reconnecting with our girlfriends here at the break about this topic, you wanted to talk about lifestyle. Let's talk about lifestyle.
Now that I'm in the menopause stage and I don't have my periods, I found after a few months my body was going, I miss periods. And I thought, what, are you joking? This is like heaven. We have no blood and no agony and pain. And my body was saying, no, I missed that time where I had a chance to cleanse emotionally, physically. And I thought, oh, my God, I didn't realize the period was so, so important. So then I vowed to myself, because I could actually feel energy building up in my pelvis, and I felt toxicity building up in my body. And I said, okay, I'm going to pretend that every single day I'm preparing for my period. So I've created a lifestyle where I really watch what I'm eating. I make sure I really hydrate my body. I make sure that I really work on my emotions through meditation and through self-observation. I do as much exercise as I possibly can. So I'm always thinking, I don't think anymore that, oh, God, the periods are over. I go, okay, I understand the periods were so important, and I don't want to create a toxic environment in my body and therefore end up with some serious illness. Which is what happens to people when they go into the menopause stage. They feel tired, they feel lethargic, they feel old, they feel unloved, they feel like they've lost a part of themselves. What they've really lost is that incredible process of transformation, of regeneration, of health and cleansing. And that's what they're really missing. I have a meditation that if I could share with all of you. You just take some time closing your eyes and imagine a ball of light in your pelvis. And you exhale whatever emotions are coming out that need to come out of that pelvis. Feel as though your pelvis is exhaling. And then inhale light back into your pelvis. And feel the light ball getting bigger and bigger with each inhalation. And feel as you are letting go of whatever emotions or toxicity in your pelvis with your exhalation, there's room for more light to enter your pelvis. So by the time you finish your meditation, you should feel the whole pelvis filled up in this beautiful ball of white light, the light of self-love, because that is what we are trying to embody through period and menstrual time, is loving the body, loving this female aspect of ourselves.
Well, you know, the emotional aspect of this whole thing, yes, we're expressing emotions as a result of the pain, but being proactive with your emotions, that is that's so far under the radar for most women, I think, to realize, you know, that's taking 100% responsibility for your life and your emotions before you get to the period, before you get emotional.
Exactly.
It's quite, that is an important piece. And, you know, I wanted, as we were talking about lifestyle here, Rose, you had an interesting comment during the break.
Well, just, I have been amazed over the last, maybe 15 years. I would see women coming with prescriptions for either to get an injection or some pills to stop their periods.
Clarify where your background is they know how that.
My husband and I owned a pharmacy for 35 years, and so I have some little knowledge of how this works, but it just was just amazing to me that there was a chemical intervention that would just totally annihilate this process, and people would be so thrilled because they weren't inconvenienced by having to carry pads with them to wherever they were going or whatever. And it just, either because of sports they didn't want to have to deal with it, or if they were traveling a lot they didn't want to deal with it, but it just seemed totally wrong. Even when I didn't care for it myself, but it just seemed totally wrong to shut it down so much.
Now, Joy, you had an interesting aspect with lifestyle.
I did. So probably, 5-6 years ago, I had a situation where my body got very unhealthy. I was not listening to my body and listening to the signs it was telling me, and I actually got very, very unwell. And what happened is my body got to the point that my period stopped coming. And it was just that my body was so toxic because of the condition. And basically what it was is I was going through the process of developing type 1 diabetes, to use the term that it's described, is that my body was going through it and it was undiagnosed. And so my body was getting extremely toxic. It was losing a lot of weight. It was doing all this. And so my body couldn't support a period. And it was amazing because there were a lot of signs that I was ignoring. But when it got to the point that my period stopped coming, I have to admit, I'm not happy to say this, but I'm a bit embarrassed that there was a part of me going, woohoo, no periods.
Yeah.
And it was like, are you, but I look back and it's like, wait a second, this isn't, but then when, after like about a month or two of it not coming, it was like, wait a second, something's really, really not right with my body if the period's not coming, because that's a natural part of the way the woman's body is supposed to work. And once I realized what had happened and my body started recovering and I started getting on the road to health again, I have to say, the day my cycle came back was one of the happiest days of my life, because I realized, oh my goodness, my body is strong enough, it's healthy enough, it's working in harmony enough that it can come back. Mm-hmm. This means that my body is strong and good again. And it, so I guess I have a very different perspective on the cycle that most women do, because for me, my cycle is a reminder that my body's working like it's supposed to. And that's a good thing for me.
It's a lot, like a lot of times we don't realize how much gratitude we have for something until it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can have that, or, you know, the fear a lot of women face when a period doesn't show up and they think, oh, my God, maybe I'm pregnant. You know, and obviously that's not missing it for the right reasons, if that, you know, if the intentions around that weren't the right thing. And then you realize the, okay, it shows up like 2 days later because you had so much fear, you actually pushed it away. And then it comes back and then you're just like that feeling of relief. You think, whoa, the world is great. So it just depends on how you're approaching it and paying attention. You know, you're listening to your body and you're realizing and learning to interpret the signals it's giving you. It's a great instant feedback.
And the thing that I've learned that's probably the bigger gift too is because that whole experience that I went through by not listening to my body for far too long and getting myself backed into the corner that I did is that I've learned it's like, okay, the cycle is trying to tell me something. Like Savitri was saying in the first segment, if you've done what you need to do from a cleansing perspective, the cycle's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I realized is there are some months leading up to my cycle that I'm like, why am I so hungry? And I'm like, okay, obviously there's something I haven't been getting. My body needs nourishment. It needs extra nourishment. So give myself more of the foods that I normally take to nourish. Or I'm really tired this cycle. Instead of being grumpy, and why is my body being so weak? Like, okay, this month is a month where, you know what, today I get to take it easy. It's like it's using the period and what you're feeling as an indication of what you need, and it's not going to be the same every month because you're not consistent.
Exactly.
If we get to the point where consistent, it'd be great. But if we're not, realize, okay, this month was really stressful, and so maybe you didn't cleanse all your emotions, and so your cycle is going to take more out of you, so be ready.
Yeah. And the great news is the body is very flexible. It actually can respond quite quickly if you give it the right things. You know, it's like, okay, I've been abusing it with processed foods or fast foods. Okay, you know what? Make yourself a kale smoothie. You know, make yourself a green smoothie. You know, that green element. Or, as Savitri mentioned earlier on, Sunrider foods that are so powerful. In fact, Joy, you were talking about a particular product from Sunrise that was helpful.
Yeah, the Sunrise product, it's a little vial of liquid with just amazing wonderfulness in it. What it does is, what I found in my own body and several friends that I've recommended it to over the years is when I take Sunrise, it nourishes my body, so it seems like the cramping doesn't have to be as bad. It's like it gives that my body that specific nourishment that it needs when my cycle's already started and the cramping is started. It seems to just lessen and take the edge off just from the nourishment that it's giving in a very small form. And it's just a wonderful thing. Instead of sitting there for hours complaining and being in pain, you know, I nourish my body with what it needs and it gets better.
And see, this is what's fascinating is most women will go get a latte right about that time, a big old latte. And
it's true.
Exactly. They'll go get a big latte and it's like, whoa, the caffeine will override my pain. Mm-hmm. And instead, you know, that'll be a $5 venture into Starbucks. Well, you know what? You can buy a vial of Sunrise and take the Sunrise. And obviously, you don't want to make it a bandage. You really need to make it a lifestyle, which is the other thing that we were talking about, lifestyle. You really need to make a lifestyle change to support your body during the month so that when it does get to the period, you're going, okay, I'm living right for a change. And I know, Savitri, you've been talking about that a lot lately, about living a life that is supportive of your heart and your body, right?
Absolutely. It really, one of my students coined this phrase, death style. You know, I thought it was brilliant.
It was.
We rarely live a lifestyle. Most of us live a death style. That means we're living our life literally where we're killing ourselves.
Exactly.
And I thought that was absolutely brilliant. And what I'm trying to help remind people, we have to create a lifestyle where we are listening to the needs of our body. We are giving it the water and the food and the thoughts and the feelings and the actions that support being alive. And that means you have to really pay attention to everything you're doing all day long. A death style, you can be numb. You don't have to show up in your life. You can eat the most toxic foods, and you will die. You will have illnesses, and you will die. We're trying to cultivate a lifestyle, and your period tells you how alive you were that month. Your period lets you know. If the more painful it is, the more it lets you know you were in death style last month. You know, if you're going to be in lifestyle, you've got to feed me, you've got to take care of me, you've got to let me rest, you've got to let me do exercise, you've got to give me high vibration foods so I can make this body alive.
And you know, rushing is a death style. And I just love that term. In fact, we're getting ready to take another break here, so we'll be right back with Sisters Talk Radio in a minute.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This show goes so fast, and we are truly having those certain conversations you can only have with your girlfriends. And the truth is, your boyfriends need to hear this too. So don't be afraid to share the link with them, because actually everybody needs to know about this and how important it is to honor women. But in during the break, Savitri, you mentioned that you wanted to focus on a very important topic related to this.
Yeah, I wanted to focus on sexuality. One thing that as I began to understand my body and meditate more and ask my soul, what's my body about? One thing I learned through the whole process of owning the female aspect of my body was sexuality. And I'm going to bring up something that most people will not like very much. But when you have a sexual partner, that sexual, the male, especially if you have a male sexual partner and you're a female, that male person who does not have a mechanism to cleanse his energy properly through a period like we do, dumps his energy of negative thoughts, negative feelings into your pelvis. So it's very important you're careful who your sexual partners are. And you want to create a lifestyle with that sexual partner where you work out talking about each other's feelings. You're giving room for that man to feel. You're giving room for that man to cleanse, to have a lifestyle that he is also cleansing his body by eating healthy foods and having happy thoughts and exercising and so forth. Because if your man is clean energetically, then when you have sex, he won't be dumping his gook into you. But if he does not have a clean, healthy mind and lifestyle, then he's going to be dumping his gook into your pelvis. And interestingly enough, during your period time, your body is trying to not only cleanse your own stuff, but also his stuff. So it's very important you create a loving sexual relationship where when the person is having sex with you, you are having love coming into your pelvis, not his toxic desire mentality. Because when sexuality is coming from that place, that's a dumping urge. It really is. When a man gets turned on all the time and not from love, he's actually yearning to dump his gook out on somebody. But when you cultivate and teach your man, no, you're not going to dump your gook on me. You're going to learn to have sex with love. And then when we have sex, you're going to bring love into my body. And our bodies are going to share love together. So it's very important you are careful who you welcome into your pelvis. This
is really
important, who
really
you welcome into your pelvis.
Go ahead, Rose.
That was really a great awareness, Savitri. Thank you for that. As I'm sure that there are a lot of women out there listening that are going, whoa, I never thought about it that way, and I'm the first one to admit it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it was an eye-opener to us when she told us in class, too. It's like, whoa, you know? So it's important, though, when you really think about it, and, that's kind of going back to reclaiming that part of our body back for right purposes and guarding it with much more sacredness and honoring it with much more sacredness.
Exactly.
Because we just don't do that enough.
Mm-hmm.
Joy, did you have something you wanted to offer there?
Well, no, it's just the whole idea that women in general, one of the things that seems to be lost, not completely, but being lost more and more, is that idea of really honoring what is our body. We seem to give up so much to fit into a world that we didn't help set the rules to. And so part of that is owning the fact that this is my body, and if like Savitri was saying, if a man is going to be with me, there are rules before this is going to happen, because I love me enough that I don't need you to make me feel better. There are rules about this. There are rules to come into my home, and my home is my body.
Exactly.
And when you do that, just like in your physical home that you live in, when you tidy up all the time.
Take your shoes off before you come in.
Take your shoes off before you come in. You change your clothes when you come. All those things we've talked about on other shows. Then your house doesn't need that humongous overhaul spring cleaning. It's like it's already at a good state. Well, your body's the same way. Love and honor your body and respect what comes into it. And then when the cleansing time comes, it won't have to be so bad.
And, you know, when you go back to our archives and you look at listen to some of these past shows where we're actually having the discussion about the importance of disconnecting from these images that you're being given in the advertisements, that's the first step, is disengage from what you're being told you should be out in the world. You know, it's not about the clothing and being portrayed in these ads as a secondary person. We're saying you've got to reclaim that part of you first in the outer world, and now we're talking about reclaiming you on the inner world. It's the both that starts to create that lifestyle, that sovereignty that we were talking about. You've mm-hmm. got to bring all parts of yourself together into your, you've got to be paying attention to all of it if you don't want your body to be in pain.
Exactly.
And that is the wake-up call. This is the certain conversations we need to have with every woman, because when women wake up to this fact of how much creative power is sitting there in our bodies, really, it's creative power, and this is the power that's going to reclaim our earth, and this is the power that we have to wake up to, and then we have to speak from that place that will create the world at which we want. We don't have it right now because we don't have enough women waking up, but we are. That's why we have this show, is so that we can give a different message to women to start paying attention to themselves, their emotions, their bodies, their lifestyle, because then you can become the force in the world that the divine really needs us to be.
And one thing, Mona, to add to that that came to me as you were speaking is I realized how much of that creative, amazing power that we as women have is lost for at least 1 week every single month.
Yes.
When we don't do what we need to, and our cycle is such a draining thing. Think about all that you don't get done.
Yes, right.
Because you're so tired or you're so emotional, you're so whatever. Imagine women that are listening, if you have one of those cycles that's such a challenge, imagine what it would be like that every single month, 4 weeks, every single day, you're at your top.
Exactly.
Yes, even if when your cycle comes, there is a slowdown time, but not that complete take you
yes.
out of commission. That power that we can have it all the time.
And this power is available to any woman, any age. It doesn't matter what your age is right now. If you're listening to this show, and even if you don't have a period, and I don't have a period anymore, but it doesn't excuse you from still paying attention to your emotional lifestyle and your physical lifestyle. It does not excuse you from caring for yourself, because no matter where you are, if you're living in a body on this earth as a woman, you have a birthright and a responsibility to reclaim all parts of yourself.
And if I may mention the importance of meditation, because during the period of time when you're having a real intense time, what are you doing? You're lying down in bed, forced to go inward. That's what pain forces us to do. It forces us to go inward. Well, why go inward? Because inward is your soul. So if you spend time cultivating a meditation practice every day and create a lifestyle that welcomes your soul into your body, then you won't have those miserable periods, because that the body is saying, hey, wait a minute, I need to connect with the part of me that gave this body life. So instead of going into an immense pain and being forced to curl up and go inside crying, why is this happening to me? Have a healthy meditation practice that teaches you to go into your heart, that teaches you to connect with your soul, that teaches you to expand your soul through images of light and love. And then your meditations will support the body to all month long to be a healthy, happy, alive, vibrant female form that is here to bring beauty and divinity upon
beautiful.
Our planet.
Beautiful. And in our remaining 2 minutes, please share this show, this archive. I'll have it up as soon as possible this evening. Share it with your sisters. Share it with your moms. Share it with your daughters. Share it with your grandmas. They all need to hear this. And really honor the feminine nature, because it's the feminine nature that we really need to reconnect with, that's really going to right the things that are not right on this earth.
And also, Mona, we should put up information how to get a hold of Sunrider products.
Yes.
Because this was a turning point for me. When I started having Sunrider products, it was nourished my body to the place where I had, my periods were just fine afterwards.
Beautiful. I'll put that up.
It changed my life. So please learn about the Sunrider products as well.
Great. Well, thank you for listening. You've been listening to Sisters Talk Radio, and we will be back next week.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love. Be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.